Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com and let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord God, be my refuge and my strength.
Lord God, be my refuge and my strength.
In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, set me free. Hear me and speedily rescue me.
Be a rock of refuge for me, a mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me.
Release me from the snares they have hidden. For you are my refuge, Lord. Into your hands I commend my spirit. It is you who will redeem me, Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, be my refuge and my strength. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord.
Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord.
Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading.
If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness. For this we revere you.
My soul is waiting for the Lord. I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord, more than watchmen for daybreak. Let the watchman count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord.
Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness and redemption. Israel indeed he will redeem from all its iniquity.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
And it, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord.
A reading from the book of Ephesians. If you are angry, let it be without sin. The sun must not go down on your wrath. Do not give the devil a chance to work on you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have been salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of every people. A light to reveal you in to the nations and the glory of your people Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Let us pray. For all animals that are abused or neglected, that through the intercession of St. Francis they may be delivered from all distress and harm. Let us remember in our prayers Sister Victoria, the prayers that we've already done have really made a huge difference. She woke up today, so she is responsive. So let us continue to pray that God grant mercy and peace for a full recovery. We do continue to pray for Miss Kitty, which is Bishop Saccone's mother, who is ill and in the hospital. Let us pray for Reverend Dustin Cox. He is in the emergency room this evening. He has fallen victim to domestic violence. So let us pray that God will come to his aid, along with the angels, to help him persevere through this difficult time. Let us pray for all of our seminarians and clergy of the Progressive Catholic Church. May God continue to give us the strength to minister to all who need to hear the positive messages of Christ. Continue to pray for Deacon Nicholas. Pray for Bishop Long's father, Gene Long, that he continues to get better. Also, please remember Bishop Long in your prayers, that all the unnecessary anxiety and stress that rest upon his shoulders be lifted from him. We ask this through the power of God and the Holy Spirit as we pray for his peace. Let us pray for the leaders of the Progressive Catholic Church, that we may be continuously led by the Holy Spirit and not distracted by the ways of this world. Let us pray for all children and their parents and their guardians, that they may always follow the path of light. Continue to pray for the sick and the dying, that Christ's eternal fire burn brightly within them. We are in thanksgiving for the gifts of ministry and of music. Continue to pray for the poor souls in purgatory, that they may have a brief rest during their suffering. We also pray for the Order of St. Benedict Immaculate Mary, that it may prosper along with the entire church. We pray for our deacons, John Thomas Therese and Nicholas, our priest, Father Dennis, and my unworthy self, our abbot, Bishop James, that God will continue to lead us in the right direction, toward the seamless connection between the order and the goal of God's church. At this time, let us pause and bring to mind all the prayers that are in the silent depths of our hearts. Heavenly Father, we come to you yet again in our time of need, that you hear our every prayer. You know our every weakness, our fears, and our dreams. We lift up in prayer all of the prayers in which we have spoken and those which we hold in the silent depths of our hearts. The prayers of the church and those of the entire world. For these prayers, the church, both humbly and fervently, praise. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have given your followers an example of gentleness and humility, a task that is easy, a burden that is light. Accept the prayers and the work of this day, and give us the rest that will strengthen us to render more faithful service to you. who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us pray together. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all of the other evil spirits who prowl about the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. My brothers and sisters, may the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death.
Amen.
And may the Almighty God bless the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation. Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com. And let's begin your journey together.